Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our local stores here have had runs on a variety of items, but in particular bread. And so we just thought it'd be a fascinating story to see why it is that people feel the urge to go buy a bunch of bread.
In our scientific research, we think that the brain evolved these basic fundamental mechanisms to respond to like stress or uncertainty with hoarding of key resources, like especially if you feel like the supply of a key resource is unpredictable or uneven or comes at weird intervals, then many mammals will hoard resources like food. So my thesis research was on kangaroo rats and squirrels, and they have the same brain areas as people do in brain scans that are responsible for this hoarding behavior. And normally we do a little bit of hoarding, and some people have a hoarding disorder, like a clinical problem, but it's not that noticeable that regular people are hoarding. For example, the food in your pantry is a hoard, or the money in your bank account is a hoard. But you don't really think about it that way because it just seems normative. But under conditions of stress, it gets potentiated and it activates this kind of decision-making response that's built into our biology. Bread probably is just viewed as like a basic item you can make a lot of stuff with that will feed the family. You know, like I won't have to cook if I don't have any power, and I can still make a peanut butter sandwich no matter what power availability I have. And toilet paper, I think, is like another common item that's just something you don't really want to live without if you can help it, that you can't make out of something else in your house that easily. And a lot of times people buy hedonic items like liquor and ice cream and cookies just because they feel like stressed. And again, the stress activates this response to like seek rewards and comfort. So that's all part of the same system.
Well, now you're up in Michigan, so I'm guessing you're used to bad snowstorms. Do you find people have the same instinct up there as well, and just in other similar places? Because down here, this is now a record cold and record snowstorm.
So the weather you're having now is probably typical for this week of the year in Michigan. And I think this kind of panic buying before a snowstorm is less common in Michigan, just because people are used to it. But there was the same phenomenon for COVID. So there was the week in March, I believe, when everything shut down, and the day they announced schools were going to be canceled for a week, that was the day everybody went to the grocery store and bought everything out. And so we kind of had the same phenomenon here for a reason that stressed us out. Even if a storm isn't usually stressful, the pandemic certainly was.
Okay. And then one last thing, is there anything in your research that shows or speaks to the type of person, maybe like myself? I go into a store and I'm thinking, I don't want to buy up 5 loaves of bread because somebody else might need it. Has that been wrapped in it? If you looked into that at all as well, maybe the altruistic type of buyer?
Yeah, I do think that there's an experiment that has been published since COVID demonstrating that people who have more empathy or compassion are less likely to engage in panic buying because they are thinking about the needs of other people. So I do think there's support for your hypothesis. And I think people also engage in more panic buying when they have anxiety, like high levels normally of anxiety, which makes people self-centered in any situation, but especially when you feel like your own life and resources are at risk.